Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska, your host. I'm back. It is so good to be back here again. I was gone for about 2.5 months, traveling throughout Romania, visiting different cities. It was such an incredible experience, but I did miss recording shows for you guys, so it's good to be back. I also wanted to make an announcement that I've started a new podcast. It will be airing today, called Bedtime Story Hour, and it is designed to help you relax and to just start. We'll start it with the meditation, and then the story will be to help you to relax for the evening so that you can go to bed feeling good and calm. And because of this, I am only going to be recording 20 more episodes for Mindset Goddess, because I've already recorded 80 episodes. So once I reach the 100th episode, I will not be recording anymore. So it's been an amazing run, and I have felt so supported and loved by you guys. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart that you have returned episode after episode to listen and to support me. I love you guys. So let's get started. So today I went for a jog around my neighborhood at this museum where there is a running track, and I was thinking a lot about how we all desire one particular thing, and that one particular thing that every human on earth desires is love. We all have this need to be loved, whether it is a love that we receive from a partner or spouse, or the love that we receive from a parent or a sibling or a child. It doesn't matter. Love is love. Love is love, and every human requires love. But before we are able to receive love in a healthy way and accept it into our lives, we have to be able to give love as well. We can't expect to receive love and not give love back to another human. So before you can give love, you have to feel that you have love for yourself, and you have to have self-respect. It is really hard to love someone in a healthy way if you don't love yourself and you don't respect yourself. So self-love and self-respect are critical if you want to be able to have healthy relationships with other people, and to also be able to identify an unhealthy relationship. When a person doesn't love themselves as they should, and there is no respect, self-respect, it is much more difficult to identify an unhealthy relationship. We as humans tend to pick unhealthy relationships because we don't feel that we are worthy of a genuine, healthy love. We don't feel that we're good enough. We don't feel that we deserve it. We feel that we are not worthy of it. So then we keep choosing an unhealthy love over and over again, or we choose unhealthy friendships. But when you love and you respect yourself, you can identify the difference between a healthy relationship and an unhealthy relationship. So it starts with you. It is important to love yourself and to respect yourself so that you can give love in a healthy way and you can receive love back in a healthy way. Keep that in mind as you go through your day. I know that this is common sense, but it's something that is much more difficult to actually put into action than it is to just think about and say. Many of us, and I've been there before, have been in an unhealthy relationship. Many of us have. And I know that for myself, when I was in an unhealthy relationship, it was when I didn't love myself and didn't have respect for myself. I was at my worst during that time, and I chose an unhealthy relationship. I made a poor decision. But when I started to love myself and respect myself, I was able to identify the healthy and unhealthy connections, and I eliminated every unhealthy connection from my life. So by loving yourself and respecting yourself, you will be able to know who is healthy for you and who is not, whether it is a friendship or a romantic relationship. And that's something that I was thinking about today when I was jogging. Every single one of us wants to be loved. All of us. That is the one thing that makes the world go round. Love does. Love is the reason that we do everything that we do. The clothes that you wear were created by a fashion designer who loves fashion. The food that you eat at a restaurant was cooked by a chef who loves to cook. And you can apply this to anything in your life. Just look around in your room. Anything. Everything is created by love. Everything is designed from a place of love because people are passionate about something. So every human requires love and wants love, but it starts with you. Love yourself and respect yourself first. I love you guys, and I hope that you'll be back next week for another episode. Take care.